This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
Yes, sir.
Time for the Falcons Report.
Stack! Big Beasley slams it through the gut to touchdown Atlanta. Julio, touchdown! Oh, my goodness.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Happy Friday. We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Glad to have you listening. A quick reminder, help us name our beer. Thanks to the folks again at Ocone Brewery, we are getting a Dukes and Bell beer. It's a blonde, but we need your help, guys. We know what it tastes like, and soon you will as well. But we need a name. So go to 929thegame.com/name our beer. Help us out. We've gotten a bunch of entries, great entries, some not so much. But, Mike, we said this is a process, and we're going to continue to take those ideas and toss them around and see what we come up with.
Yeah, man, Dukes and Bell blank blonde beer. And again, blonde, it's a blonde ale, 5% alcohol by volume. A lot of flavor, man. It's refreshing. I think you'll enjoy it. And we're looking forward to seeing it come flying off the shelves. And more importantly, you guys drink it. We're on remote.
Yeah. And by the way, we're not going to put anything out there we wouldn't go into a store and purchase.
Thank you. And Carl said, we are not going to associate the Dukes and Bell brand with a substandard product. We don't. For not 1 minute would expect you to enjoy a product that wasn't the best.
Sir!
So thanks to Ocone Brewery. And again, go to the website and check it out.
All right. As we get the Falcon Report started, guys, and it is, again, brought to you by our friends at Domino's, a large three-topping pizza for $7.99 every day. And it turns out, Mike, you can buy happiness at Domino's.
That's right. Get insurance, man. The road's a little wet. Maybe you hit the brakes and you skid. Now your pizza goes flying. And where will it end? Large Domino's pizza, three-topping, $7.99. Carry out only, good every night of the week.
All right. So I got a tweet. Mike and I got a tweet from a young lady. Her name is Blondie. Well, at least that's her Twitter name. And Blondie said, this is going to trigger Dukes today. And it was a picture, all right, of Julio with Cam Newton, the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers. And Cam is having this charity kickball tournament. And the whole premise of it, and she was having some fun, but basically, as you guys know, if you listen to the show, I've been adamant about the fact that I'd love to see Julio at OTAs. Every rep counts. Let's get better. Let's make sure we're not under-executing all the things that we heard. But on top of that, let's not dismiss the fact that over the last 2 weeks, prior to Mike leaving on his trip, we heard that Julio would like his contract updated. Now, there's been no news about this from the Falcons. Julio didn't even acknowledge it when he was asked by TMZ. He said, hey, I'm just trying to do me and get better. But there's something to that, right? There has to be, and yet no one's talking about it. So yet, here's a situation where if in fact true that he wants an updated contract, Mike, he's not at OTAs. We've talked ad nauseum about it. Fine. I don't have any problems with him being with Cam Newton at this kickball deal today, but the Carolina Panthers, their official Twitter, put out this picture.
Right. Kicking It with Cam is his big charity event, raising money for local kids' charities up in Charlotte. And it was from the Carolina Panthers, and it's a picture of Cam with his arm around Julio. And they're both wearing the T-shirts from this little kickball tournament. And it says, Julio says hi at Atlanta Falcons.
Right.
And then I guess some Atlanta, not all, but some Atlanta Falcon fans who saw it lost their mind. And some are upset over the OTA thing that you just laid out or why. And not even getting or grasping that guys do events with other players from other teams all the time.
And there was no practice today.
Yeah, and there was no OTA to be missed. Right. So I think you're barking up the wrong tree if you're doing that. But anyway, it got a little salty at times on the internet. For some reason, it was deleted. So we were like, well, who reached out to who? Was Carolina doing Julio a favor? Did somebody say something? We'll never know. But anyway, the tweet that was out there is no longer on the internet.
Do you think Julio said this is not a good look? Because apparently
think Julio cares, to be honest.
I don't either. I really don't. That's why I'm saying who said what to whom. That's really, really. And if you're the Falcons, do you care that he's doing a charity event with a guy that's in the league who you don't care?
But would you like to see a Carolina Panthers Twitter account and it says, Julio says hi at Atlanta Falcons?
No.
Hi, Falcons. What does it mean? You know, I'm being melodramatic and silly, but there are some people out there that are going, oh, it's like he's sleeping with the enemy. You know, he's doing a charity event. You know what I mean?
And by the way, there are other pictures up of other guys, players, current, former players, hanging out with Cam. I have no issues with this.
Just like all the guys that are coming in for Grady's thing. We're doing it at Top Golf in Midtown West next week, guys. These guys participate in events all over the country. They've got friendships around the league. Some that go back to college and beyond, or just friendships forged from, you know, just seeing each other at events like this.
Yeah, I have no issues with this. As a matter of fact, to Julio, he's done a lot of this and maybe doesn't get as much credit. Cam Newton's done a lot of this here locally and especially in Carolina, and we know he lives here in the offseason. So, you know, again, for me, I'm all about giving back, and that's great, but I didn't have as big a problem with this as many Falcon fans did. But ironically, that pitcher got erased, which just got us thinking, why?
But again, I'm over it. And the other thing is,
what guys, are you over?
I'm over Julio, whatever it is. Like I said on Twitter, whatever this is or isn't, two things. Just to put it in perspective, because we had a whole week of this, and I know you had another week when I was gone.
Yeah, I was trying to convince the player advocate, Randy McMichael.
That there was nothing to see here. Look, man, Randy was telling you that. The thing is, if Julio and the offense clicks, I don't care. I don't have to quantify it with Julio getting more touchdowns as long as we score more points. I mean, there's nothing more simple than that. We didn't score enough points last year, and we all thought that because of that, with our second year of our offensive coordinator, it would be all hands on deck for everything, not just the mandatory stuff, but the voluntary stuff. That wasn't the case, and if we see the production, we can all laugh about it didn't mean anything. But if we don't see the production and the numbers continue to slip, touchdown and scoring-wise, well, then this is an issue. Because Matt Ryan is there, Julio's there, and everybody else is there on that offense.
Yeah, I just think there's one area, or maybe two, that people just kind of discount. The reason why he wasn't at OTAs last year is because he was getting well.
He had a bunion surgery.
Correct. So the offensive coordinator comes out, Mike, and says, actually he didn't say it, Dan Quinn said it, we had an OC that really wasn't able to work with our number one wide receiver and our quarterback. And he also mentioned at the time Taylor Gabriel, who was recovering from an injury. Gabriel now is a Chicago Bear. The point is, if you didn't have that opportunity last year because of injuries, that's understandable. But he's healthy. So why wouldn't you want that opportunity this year?
Right.
And especially when your offense scored 10 points less, we had red zone issues. I mean, we could go on and on about what went down. So for me, that's what I'm looking at. It's just a fundamental thing that you go, well, why wouldn't you want that? If you're the Falcons, and maybe the Falcons do. Maybe they want exactly what I want, but it's not happening. Either way, you know, earlier this week, and I give Matt Ryan credit, he said, listen, who not being here, they call him who, says it's not a big deal. He'll be ready when it comes time. To Mike's point, I hope he is. Right. And I hope the offense is clicking, and there are no issues.
And what does the brotherhood have to do with all this? Well, guys close ranks, and you hear everything that you would expect to hear the company line. Matt says not a problem. He's in contact with Julio. Dan Quinn says he talks to Julio, and it's all hunky-dory, and all this is a whole bunch of nothing. So why do you have OTAs?
Right.
You know?
Why?
Dan Quinn says the brotherhood is strong. Now, just because Julio's up there hanging out with the Mayans, he's still a member of the SOA.
Well, and Mike, not why you have OTAs. Why do you have OTAs where vets show up? Because it's one thing to have OTAs for guys like Calvin Ridley, the rookie class. That's a given. You got to get acclimated to the system. Why do vets show up if it's not a big deal?
Why'd they kill Opie the way they did? That really broke my heart in Sons of Anarchy. But anyway, yeah, as far as, you know, this is something where a lot of guys who are long in the tooth and have had injuries are there. You know, Tack McKinley's a young guy learning his way in the league. He's there. We just saw about, you know, Marcus Lattimore from the Saints saying he wants to be a legend in this league and he wants to pick up everything he can like a sponge. So there's a younger guy, different story. We've also got a guy, Ricardo Allen, who doesn't have a contract. He's got the insurance to cover in case anything happens.
He's there.
You know, so, I mean, it's like I said, there are people out there, and we talked about the Steelers and how they've approached it. Their two biggest stars aren't there. They were there for a couple of days, and they're gone three if you count Ben Roethlisberger along with Le'Veon Bell. And then, of course, Antonio Brown, who told Le'Veon Bell to be there and then did 2 days, and then he took off.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and when you start talking about other teams, I don't care. The other teams didn't have the offensive issues we had.
Right. Right. Steelers are scoring at a higher clip than we were last year. That's why we made this into a big deal. Hey, the Falcons did make a roster move today. They signed a tight end named Jaden Graham. He played his college ball at Yale, so another Ivy Leaguer. We got a couple on the roster this year. 6'4", 250. He was signed by the Raiders, and he participated in their rookie minicamp. This is according to D. Orlando Ledbetter. To make room, defensive tackle Joey Ivey was cut today by the Falcons.
Joey Ivey.
This dude caught 26 passes for 380 yards and scored 4 touchdowns. Played 10 games. He was first team all Ivy League. And he can probably do real good math. But anyway, it's a body. We'll see where it goes. You know, I mean, he'll be a part of the roster when camp opens, and he'll be part of the competition. Don't forget, we have the guy from Drake, Saubert, that we picked up. We don't even know what that guy's about. So we also, of course, picked up Logan Paulson from the former Redskin.
No, that's not his name. His name's Robert Paulson.
Robert Paulson is Fight Club. Logan Paulson.
His name's Robert. Robert Paulson.
His name is Robert Paulson.
It's Robert.
No.
His name is Robert Paulson.
I know him.
I know.
The first rule of the Brotherhood is you don't talk about the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
But anyway, Logan Paulson is here, and whoever this guy is, Jaden Graham, spelled J-A-E-D-E-N, so I don't like him already.
By the way, as a result of June 1 designations, meaning guys we let go, Levine Talolo we let go. Well, we're starting to see some dividends from that. Falcons get $3.5 million under the cap with that. And so other teams around the league, like, for example, the Dolphins, $17 million with Ndamukong Suh,
right,
letting him go. So these are the June 1 designations, guys. We've been saying this. What's the cap going to look like? Here's the bigger picture. Still really not enough to do some of the things that you want to do, but it's all going to help down the road. But again, Mike, some of this money, as we've talked about, you've got to kind of put away, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's an emergency fund out there for you if you got to go sign somebody. But if you talked about, if you missed the show earlier in the week, Carl was talking about how we got depth now at defensive tackle we didn't have before free agency. And we picked up T-Mac. We got McClain, Dan Quinn was raving about, thinks he fits really well to be opposite against Grady Jarrett and helping out with Deidrin Sinatus. He learns his way at tackle. But the linebacker, maybe there'll be a linebacker cut that maybe surprises us, and we'll have some room to pick up a guy for, you know, for pennies on the dollar to help back up the depth at the linebacker position this year.
No doubt. We will see where that goes. Hey, let's give you a chance right now to win some cash.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
goal. G-O-A-L. Now, I'm hoping we score some goals.
Go.
Tomorrow.
Right on. G-O-A-L. That's goal, guys, to 72881. And, again, you know how it works. You got a few minutes, so don't be texting and driving unless, of course, you're at a dead stop in traffic. But that's goal to 72881 for our national signing bonus contest.
All right. Remember, message and data rates do apply. We'll give you another chance to win $1,000 coming up in the 6 o'clock hour.
Hey, one sidebar to our Falcon report brought to you by Domino's. We did have a really violent band of thunderstorms roll through, and I believe we got a few more coming our way. But the roof is open, and I'm just curious. I know that we had some pictures from downtown, guys who work at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution offices, some dramatic thunderstorms right over the top of Mercedes-Benz. So I would imagine they'll have a squeegee or two to make sure that everything's nice and dry. But this is, you know, part of the fix for the roof. We knew that for 10 days the roof was going to be remained in the open position. I hope this didn't monkey with that plan, because it was pretty nasty.
It was. And it blew through Midtown trees. Felt like the building was shaking.
Okay. Actual audio.
Yeah, it did. But so if you experienced that, as it blew through, and it was quick, though. It blew through this area pretty fast. But we'll see, again, about the stadium. You seem to be really worried about this.
Well, because I'm worried about because you and I, like, how many drunken construction workers have you and I talked to in the last three years?
A bunch.
Bo, we've talked about this before. Guys, like, you know, some son of a blank's got to design it, and then some other son of a blank's got to build it. So let's see how this thing works. I was a little surprised and a little nervous, though, when I saw that animals were walking two by two past Phillips Arena up into Mercedes-Benz this afternoon.
Now, I don't know if it'll be an issue. We'll soon find out. But hopefully, this has no issues or no effect, should I say, getting the roof to working. Because that's what they got the thing open for. They're trying to get that roof to work. Hit the button. And it works.
Basically, computer programs that all got to speak and work simultaneously the way it was explained to us. So we'll see how that rolls. But the roof's open.
All right,
it'll be open tomorrow night.
Coming up, it's the big story. What do you think it is? It's what everybody's talking about. We'll give you our take on it. And how do you handle J.R. Smith now moving forward if you are the Cavs? And more importantly, LeBron. Oh! Hey, man. It is Dukes and Bell. All right, listen. In about 15 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win two spots in our golf tournament. We're going to have some fun, but we need you to participate. First of all, you got to be able to play on June 6th. Now, when we say our golf tournament, it's not a traditional golf tournament. All you got to do is show up at Topgolf. All right, as Mike said, if you want to bring your clubs, so be it. They have clubs there. But it's our Celebrity Golf Classic, which we're teaming up with Grady Jarrett from the Falcons. He's bringing in some of his guys, some friends, and also some guys from around the league. But you want to play, and we've got two spots for you that we're going to give away here at about 5:40.
Yeah, we'll play our version of the numbers game. For guys that heard it yesterday, Know Your Falcons makes it easy to win. But stay tuned for that. And one of the added bonuses, Carl, this year with our golf tournament over there at Top Golf Midtown West, to kind of ratchet up the tension and the pressure in some of the target golf, we're going to have Grady Jarrett, guys like Takeo Smikes, randomly line you up and drill you as you're hitting the golf ball. It's kind of exciting.
That is not true. There's no reason to fear. That is not accurate. Mike is
like,
making that up.
No, it'd be kind of like the office linebacker, Terry Tate. Remember those commercials?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. But so, yeah, man, if you want a chance to play and participate, and we're going to do the broadcast live out there on June 6th, stay tuned, all right? Hey, Craig, let's get to the top story.
Guess what time it is?
Now, it's time for the big story.
Listen to this.
On Dukes and Bell.
Last night, man, I am losing my mind. Like, I've seen those memes out there about LeBron when I saw J.R. Smith get the rebound with 4.7 seconds left in the game and dribble it out.
Hill bends, spins, shoots. It's short. Rebound grabbed by J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith dribbles it to the far side, throws to Hill. The game is tied at 107. We're going to overtime. We've got five more minutes. What a crazy finish. J.R. Smith thought they had the lead. He dribbled it out to midcourt.
What is he doing? Well, that's J.R. Smith.
That's the Warriors Radio Network.
So they're happy about how this thing played out because now we're going to overtime. Some would say if George Hill hits his free throw, it's a moot point, and maybe Golden State finds a way to inbound and get the shot. But regardless, the Cavs did blow it right there.
They did. The overturn charge or the block charge call, which was reviewed with about 36 seconds to play, I thought was a bad call. The thing for me, guys, did you have – conclusive evidence to overturn the original call? And if you didn't, then I think you leave it as it is. But a lot of people talking about that today. Mike, what'd you make of LeBron last night? Just his performance.
I mean, just what you'd expect. We were joking around yesterday about, you know, can I get to the number 60 between him and Kevin Love? Kevin Love gave you 21. LeBron gave you 51. Did it all. And when he decides to defer, he passes to Hill, who then sets up what should have been game-winning free throws. So I thought there's nothing about LeBron you could attack other than that ridiculous outfit he wore in and out of Oracle with the beautiful suit with the ridiculous shorts looking like Buster Brown. But that aside, Carl, his teammate, his supporting cast has got to step up. And even though there were some other elements, and you could look at a game and say, well, this one cost you a possession, and that cost you points, this is classic J.R. Smith just completely brain farting. He could not explain it. The first sound bite, it made no sense. The second sound bite made even less sense.
Yeah, it's almost like, see, what happened was what he should have done is owned it and said, I made a mistake, and you know what? Everybody saw it. It wasn't like we were blind, right?
Tie ball game. We had a timeout. And I was trying to get enough space because I obviously was standing right there, trying to get enough space to bring it out to get it, maybe get a shot off. And then I seen, I looked over at Brian. He looked like he was trying to call timeout, so I just stopped. And then the game was over.
Mm-hmm. It don't wash, man. It just didn't pass muster. It doesn't pass the ear test, does it?
No. And all he had to do, again, I don't know if he makes it, but if he just puts it back right there. I mean, that's the shot. That's what you want.
I mean, he's got the ball looking at the basket. Who's the Draymond Green's in front of him? But if you go back and look at the sequence, LeBron, I mean, the meme now, which, again, it's the move that has launched 1,000 memes. LeBron going, you're going the wrong way. So, again, complete lack of situational awareness. It's the kind of stuff he's done before. And we talked about it earlier with Puffy K. Here's a guy who threw a bowl of soup on an assistant coach. But he's had these kind of, like, tactical brain farts when he was playing at the Knicks, at the Garden. And unfortunately for him, you know,
but he wasn't playing with the best player in the world.
But that's it. But this is what he's known for. And look, the guy, don't get it twisted. He's made great shots. He's made clutch three-point shots. He is a defensive liability. They were trying to move him at the trade deadline as part of the reshuffling of the Cavs. But, I mean, this is J.R. Smith's lot in life. People think this guy is a clown, and he lived right down to that expectation.
No, he really did. So the game is tied, by the way. If you're going, wait a minute, how did he blow it? Well, again, the game is tied. You had 4.7 seconds to do something. You could have ended the game right there, potentially. Buzzer sounds, game over. Instead, he dribbles the ball out, and you go to overtime. Mike?
Well, Tyronn Lue, by the way, doesn't call a timeout because I don't think like everyone else in the world is
shocked.
Going, what the heck is going on here? He's going the wrong way. So whether LeBron or somebody, I think you're watching it, it's like a car crash in slow motion. It's probably how some of the Vikings failures played when Jim Marshall was going the wrong way.
Absolutely. Or the recent Vikings play with the Saints. I mean,
right. You're
just kind of in shock. Here's ESPN's call. They even got it wrong.
Hill dips, free throw up, free throw's going to be short, rebounded by Smith, 2 seconds to go, he dribbles out, they got a foul, they can't get him, the Cavaliers on the road, stunning the Golden State Warriors in game one, tied at 107, my bad, tied at 107.
My bad.
Everybody, see, this is awareness. The broadcaster there believed the same thing that J.R. Smith did. I thought we were up. So he actually said, the Cavaliers have shocked Golden. The game is tied.
There's a scoreboard above you. You got a TV, and there's you got scoreboards, auxiliaries, four corners of the arena. I mean, I'm sorry. That's a crappy call from a play-by-play announcer. Should be ashamed of himself. About as much as J.R. Smith should be ashamed for not knowing what the hell the situation was.
Let's hear from Tyronn Lue talking about last night's game. By the way, as from a basketball standpoint, they had a really good game plan. They defended well. They out-rebounded the Golden State Warriors 53-38. They own the glass. You know, Mike, we talked about it. Remember I said Kevin Love's got to do a better job on Draymond?
Right.
He did. I mean, the lineup changes. Jeff Green, all the things that they did last night worked except for getting the W.
The way we played, you know, I just thought they did a good job. I thought we, you know, the game plan was good and, you know, did some good things, you know. But you hate to lose a game like that the way we did, you know, being up two, take a charge with 30 seconds left and, you know, so whatever, man.
Whatever, man.
Craig said that for me.
You and I were talking about this earlier. You still think they got a shot. I say they got no shot because when J.R. Smith pulls that crap, you go look at all five guys, and they're sitting there before overtime starts, and it's five guys all sitting there like they're stunned. You know, like there's been a death in the family. So I don't know how you were.
Well, they were stunned. I mean, they were.
But you and I talked about it. LeBron gets heat from some media members because he walks away from the podium in the postgame. As I forget who it was asking. Mark, might have been Mark. Oh, I forget from ESPN.
Spears?
I forget who it was. It was somebody who was asking there. Mike was asking some pointed questions about, did you think, he's trying to get him to answer what J.R. Smith was thinking, and LeBron wouldn't take the bait, because what's he supposed to do? Sit there in front of everybody and say, yes, he's a moron, he blew it, so LeBron eventually just walked and got away.
Yeah, but he doesn't know what J.R. Smith was thinking, because J.R. Smith doesn't know what he was thinking.
Right.
I mean, this is what I love when you go, well, what was he thinking? I don't know what he was thinking. And J.R. Smith has an opportunity to answer it, but you're right. It's a no-win situation. The reason why, when I say they have a shot, don't be misled there. I still think the Golden State Warriors are a better team, and I think they win this series. You had a chance to steal one, but if you want to make it a series and give yourself a shot, you got to get JR's head right. And you don't do that by criticizing him last night in the media, to Mike's point, or killing him privately. Absolutely. But you got to make sure this guy's going to show up for you for the next six games if it lasts that long.
It was Mark Schwartz who asked the question, thanks to Sean the Underboss and Squid. But, yeah, he asked the question. He was asking, like, well, did and he was trying to get it out of LeBron. And as we said, LeBron's got to try to play the rest of the series with J.R. Smith. You don't want the guy to quit and have this weird dysfunction that you had with, like, Delonte West back in the day. So here is what actual audio sounded like of LeBron as they go to overtime as the horn sounds.
They've got to drop on us. My back is against the wall. This is not a test. It's the real deal. Help me. Help me.
I just dropped 51. Help me. I hear you, man. Thank you so much. That's our man, Kevin Hart. And that's probably what he did say. There was one other element that we do need to talk about. Today we find out Kevin Love will not be suspended for game two.
Coming off the bench in the scrap.
Yeah, and this was a situation. We really hadn't talked about this today. This starts with Steph Curry yapping to LeBron, okay?
Right.
And if you go back and watch, Curry goes to the rack. LeBron basically goes up on the glass and says, no, I'm not going to give that to you. Curry then takes his mouthpiece out and starts telling LeBron, you're going to block that? Really? And LeBron's like, I'm playing ball.
Right.
And Curry says some other things to him. And Tristan Thompson is standing there. So he begins to get heated. Nobody's really talked about what led up to the point where Thompson then runs and tries to attempt to defend, which a shot he didn't think with 2.6 seconds left on the clock they should have taken, because you're going to win. You're up 122-114.
So he wants you to dribble out and just you take the ball and just throw it up to the ref.
Well, he's not saying that. I think that's one of those unspoken rules.
Unwritten rules late in the game when there's no way in the time left you have any chance, period. That's what common sense would dictate.
Right. So, I mean, but that's kind of where things – and then you had Draymond going, bye-bye, bye-bye, and then he gets the mush mouth, you know, pushes the ball in his face. But we're still waiting to hear if Tristan's going to be suspended for game two.
All right. You're going to have no shot if Tristan Thompson
is out. I
totally agree. So I think maybe David Stern, who's shown the ability and the propensity in big moments like in conference championships in playoffs to throw guys out.
Stern or Adam Silver?
No, I've heard Stern back in the day, like with Sean Marion with the Spurs and the Suns, but I don't think you're going to see that here with Adam Silver. They got to push for TV, and they got to push for at least five or six games in this thing.
All right, man, want to hear from you guys because we're about to play our game. If you want to play in our golf tournament, 404-741-0929. If you do not want to play in our golf tournament, then don't call right now. But I'm asking if you do want to play in our golf tournament, call us, 404-741-0929. We'll line you up. You'll get a shot with the numbers game on Dukes and Bell. All right, we're giving you a chance to win two spots in our celebrity golf tournament. It's going down at Top Golf. We're doing some target golf, guys. Our man Grady Jarrett, 92.9 The Game. It's our fifth celebrity annual golf tournament. It's not traditional golf, but we're going to have a lot of fun. And it's going to be June 6th. Here's the deal. We want you to call at 404-741-0929. And we're going to play the numbers game. You consider yourself a Falcon fan? Great. There are going to be plenty of Falcons at this event.
Mohamed Sanu, we talked about Grady, obviously running this thing. We got Takeo Spikes coming in, Ray Lewis. I mean, there's a bunch of dudes. You can go online and get the full roster of all the guys who will be in attendance.
All right, we're going to bring you on and get this thing started. Let's start with Abner, who called in. And for guys who got in, by the way, you're lucky because people hit me up on Twitter going, man, I was trying to get in. Good luck next time. Abner, welcome in. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. All right. You ready to roll?
Yes, sir.
All right, Bo will give you the numbers. You need to name the players. It's very simple. You get 5 seconds. If you don't get it right, you're done. Bo, let's get to it.
The first number is number 3.
Who's number 3 on the Falcons?
Matt Bryant.
Correct. All right, that's one for one, brother. Good job.
You got to get 3 right. Let's do it.
The next number is 23.
Who's number 23?
Robert Alford.
Correctamundo. Two for two.
Now I got to put him on hold. Hold on. Feel like he's got a little cheat sheet going on.
Well, I think most of us have the roster in front of us if I was trying to do this contest.
All right, let's talk to Abner. Here we go. You need one more, man, and you're going to get 2 spots in our golf tournament. Craig, give me the countdown, man, because it looks like he's about to win.
You want to play like sirens in the background and try to freak the guy out?
No, not at all. Listen, if he knows the numbers and he's a hardcore fan, I mean, he's going to know who wears what.
You are a harsh taskmaster.
Well, listen, man, I just want to be fair to all the other contestants. What else you got, Bo? One more number.
The next number will be number 17.
Who's 17?
Marvin Hall.
Oh, he got it. He is correctamundo, 3 for 3. He's one himself.
I'm looking at Bo. Bo's like, I knew that was going to throw him off. Abner, yep. You're in, my man. It's that simple. Congratulations. You're going to be a part of our celebrity golf tournament.
Well, I mean, anybody who listened to the show yesterday, all you have to do is go to AtlantaFalcons.com, punch up the roster, hit the number thing, and then numerically you got everybody. You can just scan down with your mouse.
No, that's what I think he did, Mike. Congratulations.
Bo is like kicking rocks over here.
It was fun yesterday, and I feel like we failed today.
Yeah, because you got to humiliate and punish people, which is what you enjoy doing.
That's right.
That's right. By the way, Marvin Hall, that's a tough one, though. And by the way, if you thought mm-hmm. that, Bo, what you should have done, all right, for the last number, it should have been 18. Because you know who's wearing 18 now?
I do, yes.
Who's wearing 18?
Calvin Ridley.
Cheaters!
Yes.
I think you felt that way, too. Yeah. The underboss says there was a lot of cheating going on there.
Well, I mean, again, our listeners, we didn't give them any. You're supposed to know. Pull over the side of the road, blindfold yourself, and then pick up your phone. We didn't set up anything like this. I mean, people can use the resources around them to find the names and the numbers.
Well, and that's why you don't hear trivia games on the radio anymore. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Appreciate you guys participating. Everybody else on hold. Thank you, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you're screwed. You're just SOL. Yeah. But anyway.
Brandon, Zach, Andrew, thank you guys. Appreciate you.
Hey, since this contest ended so
quickly. Zach, you can hang up now.
This contest ended so quickly.
Brandon, it's over.
It's yep, you have no shot. I just had a conversation with Carl during the break with Mike Conti before the update there. I can give you a little bit of a, in case you missed a topic here while we got some time to kill. Today in Italy, big meeting, which, amongst other things, decided the future of the Chrysler Motor Company.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the land you purchased over there. What's this about Chrysler?
No, I looked at some acreage in Alba because I'm interested in perhaps growing my own Nebbiolo grapes, if you must know.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, you did have a monstrous vacation over in the French Riviera.
I would have Asti de shenanigans. That would be my drink. But, over in Italy, Sergio Marchionne, who's the president, the CEO of Fiat, who's about to step down. He has a 5-year plan. Anyway, for guys that are car guys, we know a lot of you guys listen to the show are car guys.
I was actually surprised by this. I was not aware.
Chrysler survives, but basically only going to be making, like, Pacifica, the minivans. Might be the end for the 300. So the 300, which is kind of a cool brand. But, again, Chrysler's not been very cool of late. They're going to basically continue to be in sort of just focusing on minivans, sounds like. Just like Ford, unrelated story, Ford is getting out of the car business, going to focus on trucks, other than the Mustang.
Mustang, yeah. Mustang's always been a great seller for them. So Fiat owns Chrysler.
Right.
What are they going to do then? What's going to happen?
They're going to up production of Jeeps, because right now Jeep is one of I saw tons of Jeeps, by the way, over when I was in Italy and France. Man, Jeep's a big seller over there. Juventus, the Jeep sponsorship. You'll see that when they come over here to play in the All-Star game against the MLS All-Stars. But Fiat apparently going to be pulling out got their market share, at least not much as much emphasis of Fiat here in the States, and they're going to be kind of going toe-to-toe with Smart Car, making smaller electric cars for cities, and going to focus on South America. Looks like they're trying to get out of China as well. Very interesting. If you're a car guy, that is. It's kind of weird to see how the landscape has changed.
There's a lot of money in China. I'm surprised they're pulling out of China. That is interesting. You ever own a Fiat? Yeah. My sister, her first car was a Fiat. No power steering. This is many, many years ago.
Right.
No power steering. It was like the car that, you know, and she was trying to teach me how to drive, and it was like almost impossible. But they are a great brand. They've done a great job overseas. They've got a huge market, as you said. But I'm not surprised that they're pulling out with the Chrysler brand. I'm not. Yeah. They've struggled.
So the Jeep, by the way, they're going to continue to market the Jeep. It's interesting, though, because you and I had to think for a second, like, what's the Ford car? The Focus, yeah, other than the Mustang. So Mustang is fine.
Yeah, but I was like, what else? But don't they make a full-size vehicle, too? What am I thinking? Oh, the Taurus.
Yeah, the old days. Focus.
I don't even know if they make it. I think so.
But that's the thing. So Ford's going to focus on the trucks. You know, Chevy still got a number of brands. But it's amazing to see when Carl and I were kids, and for older guys that are out there listening, you remember, I mean, you had Oldsmobile. You had Buick. And Buick is kind of – everybody's getting downsized. But this is strictly the Fiat and Chrysler we're talking about. But it is kind of interesting to see how the world is changing. And the move to the electric car – and it's certainly a lot of big manufacturers are making that move.
You want one?
No, I have no interest in it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I'll fight it till the day is. They can have the keys to my Corvette with the pry for my cold, numb fingers. I love the sound of a V8, man. I love the horsepower. I love that rumble.
Yeah.
And nothing against a Tesla.
What about the environment?
Screw the environment. I'm going to be dead in about 30 years anyway. I'm going to leave the biggest carbon footprint I can. The polar ice caps are melting. You think my car is going to help one way or the other? The hell with that noise. But no, as far as the I just love.
Don't you love our planet?
What's the planet done for me? I go out in the woods, I get mosquito bites, animal attacks. You know what I mean? Horses hate me.
He's not leaving it for any kids behind him.
I have no kids to worry about. Ugly American.
Just leave me something, all right?
No, but as far as the electric car, you and I, we've both driven the electric. I mean, don't get me wrong. The torque in the low end is insane.
They're cool. And the gas mileage, I get it. I get it.
No interest.
No, I'm with you. My buddy and I have had this conversation, and you know, that once you've owned, like you said, like one of those big V8s, and you've driven it in the power, if you like those two sort of things, Mike, I still think there will always be a market for it.
Right.
You know, I just do. I don't think, at least in our lifetime, they're going to phase out completely gasoline automobiles because, one, the oil company's not going to let that happen, okay?
Well, by the way, it still takes costs a lot of money to make those electric cars. Those batteries still, you know, they're getting better.
But I'm all for the environment.
Good for you.
And our planet.
That makes you feel better.
But I'm not driving one.
Yeah. You know what?
At least not yet.
What do you think you're going to pick up a chick at a red light in? A Prius or a Mustang?
Would you stop? I mean, listen. It shouldn't matter what you're driving. Now you're being very judgmental.
You know what? And that's the other thing, too.
If you roll up in a Prius and you have game, you get the check.
And by the way, when you get the snooty attitude from people, like they're the electric car people, you know, I love my car because Americans used to love big muscle cars, okay? That's what we did. What's wrong, Squid?
Not that he's right. He said, Dukes, you ever seen a guy in a Prius? Okay, you got a point. Fine. Fine. We're coming
back.
Well,
here in Midtown, of course.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.